Sharing Time. Keep the Commandments by Linda Magleby. Therefore, if you do keep his commandments, he doth bless you and prosper you. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 22. Daniel and other youth were selected by King Nebuchadnezzar to be taught the language and customs of the land. The king ordered that the youth be fed his meat and wine. Daniel wanted to be obedient to Heavenly Father's commandments, so he asked that he and his friends be allowed to eat healthy foods and drink only water for 10 days. After 10 days, Daniel and his friends were healthier than all the other children. Because Daniel and his friends were not afraid to obey Heavenly Father's commandments, they were blessed. Refer to Daniel chapter 1. While 10-year-old Trace and his friends were watching television, a show came on that Trace knew he should not watch. After a few minutes, he felt awful inside. Finally, he had the courage to say, "I can't watch this show." Two of his friends said that they couldn't watch the show either. They changed the channel. Later, Trace's mom told him that the feeling he had was the Holy Ghost, telling him to choose the right. Trace and his friends were blessed with a feeling of peace because they obeyed Heavenly Father's commandments. Daniel was obedient in ancient times, and like Trace, we can be obedient today. The Holy Ghost will help us know what is right and true. The Holy Ghost will direct us and help us return to Heavenly Father and Jesus. Activity. You may need some assistance with this activity. To make My Gospel Standards cards, remove page 36, paste it on heavy paper, then cut along the dark lines. Try one of these activities. 1. Sit in a circle with your friends or family. As you sing a song or hymn, pass one of the cards around the circle. Stop singing and have the person holding the card read the standard aloud. Then tell how it could help him or her choose the right. Play again. 2. Choose a card to memorize and try to live that standard for a week. Read it each day and think about how you can follow that standard. Report your experiences to someone in your family. The My Gospel Standards cards on page 36, each card says My Gospel Standards at the top and then has one of the standards printed on the card. The cards read, "I will follow Heavenly Father's plan for me. I will remember my baptismal covenant and listen to the Holy Ghost. I will choose the right. I know I can repent when I make a mistake. I will be honest with Heavenly Father, others, and myself. I will use the names of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ reverently. I will not swear or use crude words. I will do those things on the Sabbath that will help me feel close to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. I will honor my parents and do my part to strengthen my family. I will keep my mind and body sacred and pure, and I will not partake of things that are harmful to me. I will dress modestly to show respect for Heavenly Father and myself. I will only read and watch things that are pleasing to Heavenly Father. I will only listen to music that is pleasing to Heavenly Father. I will seek good friends and treat others kindly. I will live now to be worthy to go to the temple and do my part to have an eternal family." Sharing Time Ideas. 1. Display a poster of the Ten Commandments, or list them on the chalkboard. Refer to Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. On 20 pieces of paper, write the numbers 1 through 10 twice, one number per paper. Place them in scattered order face down on the floor. Working in pairs, a younger child with an older child, play a matching game by having the younger child toss a beanbag on a paper. Turn the paper over and have the older child toss a beanbag on another paper. If that paper matches the first number, remove those papers and have the children recite the commandment out loud and show or tell a way we can keep that commandment. If there is no match, turn both papers back over and give the next pair a turn. Continue until all of the commandments have been shared. Use a personal experience to explain how you have been blessed by obeying a commandment. Sing, "Keep the Commandments," pages 146 and 147 in the Children's Songbook. 2. Use stations to help the children learn the Beatitudes. Begin by telling the story of the Sermon on the Mount. Use Gospel Art Kit Picture 212, Sermon on the Mount. Divide the children into four groups and have each group rotate through the stations. At each station, have the children become better acquainted with one of the Beatitudes by telling a story using a Gospel Art Kit picture that illustrates a Beatitude, discussing how the children can live the teaching, and singing a song that reinforces the principle. Choose Beatitudes most applicable for your children. For example, read Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, "Hunger and thirst after righteousness." Show Gospel Art Kit Picture 217, "Woman at the Well." Discuss what you can do to follow Jesus Christ and sing, "I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus," pages 78 and 79. Read Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, "Pure in Heart." Show Gospel Art Kit Picture 120, "Enoch and His People Are Taken Up to God." Discuss what you can do to keep your minds and bodies pure, and sing, "Hum Your Favorite Hymn," page 152, or "The Word of Wisdom," pages 154 and 155. Read Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, "Peacemakers." Show Gospel Art Kit Picture 311, "The Anti-Nephi Lehis Burying Their Swords." Discuss how you can be a peacemaker in your home or at school, and sing, "Kindness Begins With Me," page 145. For older children, have the children read about the stories from the scripture references listed on the back of the Gospel Art Kit pictures. 3. Explain that My Gospel Standards help us choose the right and keep Heavenly Father's commandments. On the chalkboard, display the My Gospel Standards poster or list found on page 36 in this issue or on the back cover of the Faith in God guidebook. Write on slips of paper these scripture references containing commandments that match My Gospel Standards. Abraham chapter 3, verse 25. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 10. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 10. Exodus chapter 20, verses 15 and 16. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Doctrine and Covenants, section 89. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 40 and 41. 13th Article of Faith. Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 12. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 109, verses 12 and 13. Ask a child to choose one slip of paper and read the reference. Have all the children look up the scripture. Ask which commandment is contained in the scripture. Have the children in the class of the child who chose the slip of paper match the commandment to a standard. Ask another class how we are blessed when we live the standard. Repeat with each of the slips of paper as time allows. Sing, "Dare to Do Right," page 158, or "Keep the Commandments," pages 146 and 147. Testify of the blessings that come from being obedient to Heavenly Father's commandments. For younger children, prepare 5 or 6 slips of paper with one of My Gospel Standards written on each one. Have a child draw a slip of paper out of a basket and act out how to keep that standard. Have that child lead the other children in acting out the standard as they all sing, Dare to Do Right, page 158. Teach the children that my gospel standards help us choose the right. 4. Lead a discussion to help the children discover the blessings that are promised if they are faithful. Have older children look up scriptures. Younger children can guess the principle from the picture clues. Ask, what is the principle taught? What are some blessings that come from being faithful to this principle? Sing a song to reinforce the principle. For example, tithing, Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 12, primary picture 3-26, girl with tithing envelope, I'm glad to pay a tithing, page 150. Sabbath day, Doctrine and Covenants, section 59, verses 12 through 19. Primary picture 3-25, family going to church. When I go to church, page 157. Hand out paper and crayons to the children. Have them fold the paper in half. On one half, have them draw a picture of themselves obeying one of the commandments taught today. On the other half of the page, they can draw one of the promised blessings. Have them include the scripture reference on the drawing. Encourage each child to take the drawing home to share with his or her family in family home evening, and to post as a reminder of Heavenly Father's promises to the obedient. 5. Song Presentation. Dearest children, God is near you. Hymns, number 96. Tell the children to imagine it is a cold, stormy day. Role play being really cold. Say, now we've come inside to sit by a glowing fire and nestle in a soft, warm quilt. Place a warm quilt around a helper. Ask, doesn't that warm you and make you feel better? Explain that we may have times that feel like a cold, stormy day. We can feel warmer and better during those times if we will remember what this song teaches. Sing the phrase, Dearest children, God is near you, and ask, doesn't it warm you to know that? Sing that part with the children. As you sing the next part, ask the children to listen for what God is doing and when He does it. Sing the next phrase and pitch lead. Indicate the pitch of each note by raising your hand higher or lower. Watching o'er you day and night. Take responses, review, and have the children sing with you. As you sing the rest of the song, have the children listen to see what delights Heavenly Father. To own and bless you. What we must do to receive His blessing. Strive to do what's right. And what phrase is repeated? He will bless you. Pause after each part to take responses. Review and lead the children in singing by phrases, helping them understand what they are to do to receive His blessings. Testify that Heavenly Father is near them and will bless them. 6. Friend References. If I choose to obey, I'll be happy all day. April 2004, pages 28 through 30. Spring Cleaning, March 2004, pages 2 and 3. My Gospel Standards, October 2004, pages 24 and 25. The Word of Wisdom, A Blessing of Strength, February 2003, pages 8 and 9. Remember the Sabbath Day, November 2004, pages 38 and 39. You Are a Child of God, May 2003, pages 2 through 6. End of Sharing Time. Keep the Commandments.